Blog Talk Radio.
I make you fall in love. Good, bad, ugly, great and small. Times of victory and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm defending all. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm standing here. All that I am is God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survived. All because of you. Ooh.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. Because of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
I'm so grateful and I'm still standing tall.
I thank you for my fear.
I thank you for
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. So happy to have each and every one of you all on this thankful Thursday. I know every day we're thankful, but I just love thankful Thursday because it's on thankful Thursday where we get a chance to thank God for special scriptures that he put in our spirit, that he put in our lives. Man, I tell you, I am so thankful. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula, she'd be so kind to get us going with a word of prayer. And after that, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee, that she'll give us a sandwich. And then we're going to open it up for anyone that would like to have a scripture or something they want to be thankful for. So that's how it's going to go. So right now, we're going to ask that Evangelist Ursula be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hello, everyone. Father God, we come to you, hallelujah, grateful, thankful, hallelujah, heart humbled, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come before the throne of grace, God, just to be what you want us to be, say what you want us to say, and do what you want us to do. We thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, yes, who took our sin, hallelujah. You knew, God, we couldn't pull it off, but we fall short of the glory of God. When you knew, God, that the human parts of us, hallelujah, was not enough. We thank you, Father, for Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for taking our burdens upon your shoulders. We thank you for taking our sin, hallelujah. We thank you that you sit at the right hand of God, hallelujah, in favor of us on our behalf, God. We thank you for Jesus, who sit at the right hand of the Father, hallelujah, constantly covering us, walking with us. We thank you that you put you inside of us, hallelujah. Rise up in us and sit us down, hallelujah. We were born to praise you, hallelujah.
Yes,
help
yes.
us walk in the spirit and not in this flesh, God. We thank
yes.
you, God, that we have a choice, hallelujah, that you give us the desires of our own heart. Line our desires up with your word, God. Let our deepest desire be to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, God. Because when we walk in the spirit, hallelujah, you are in control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of the name of Jesus. Cover us in the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Blood wash our heart, cleanse us with his sap. Hallelujah. Cut away anything in us that ain't of you, God. Hallelujah. We want to be molded and made by you. Hallelujah. We submit and surrender to you, God. Hallelujah. We thankful that you are mindful of us, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank
right.
you that you are God of many chances, and you never give up on us. We thank you that you will complete a good work you begun in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. We worship, we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, good afternoon.
Thank you, Minister. I mean, Evangelist Ursula, for that beautiful prayer.
Amen.
Our first piece of bread will be from Matthew 18:3-5. This is from the New Living Translation. Then he said, I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
And that, I said 3-5, okay. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. Amen. And another piece of bread we're going to put. Colossians 4:6. Here we go. Is it going to come up? Okay, this is, I'm just thinking, Colossians 4, Let your conversation be gracious, and attractive, so that you will have the right response. Okay, I'm going to start over. Let your conversation... Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone. Amen. Inside our sandwich, we're going to put, by his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, and our God is good all the time, and all the time, he is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that beautiful prayer, and Evangelist Renee for that sandwich. Today is Thankful Thursday. The scripture says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus." So you got to thank God for the good, the bad, the ugly. You got to give him thanks. And most of all, he appreciates. And I can show it to you in the word. When we thank him for the word, we're confirming his word in our lives. We're confirming not only that he says it. And let me say something, because I just learned, I mean, I kind of know it, but yesterday I really learned how many people who claim themselves to be in the word of God, they don't believe the word of God. And they know how to quote it. They know how to say it. They know all the slang, or a better way of saying it, all the slang or all the sayings. They get all of that. But they don't believe it. Don't believe the very thing they're saying. For instance, the word of God said, "Be ye perfect." Then this person says to me, "Well, you can't be perfect." Well, either the Bible right or you right. Which one right? Well, you can't tell me nobody on this earth is perfect. Well, the Bible said, "Be ye perfect." Now, if you don't know how, allow me to share it with you. But I know it said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," it just was, they don't want to just tell me everything in the scripture. Then I said, "Well, wait a minute, do you believe that? Do you believe that God made Jesus to be sin for us? Now, if he did that, then Jesus is our sin offering." And that's why I like the book of Hebrews, because those people, they understood offering. They knew how important it was once a year to bring that sin offering. Well, when Jesus died, he got rid of all of that. That's tradition. So we'll never have to go there again. We'll have to go back to that way of doing things. So the Bible called that the old way of doing things. Now, I know many days he's spoken to us through our fathers and forefathers and the prophets, but he said, "I ain't doing that no more. If you're going to deal with me, you have to go through Christ." I just thought that was awesome. Well, I believe in Christ. Well, do you? If you really believe in Christ, then believe that you're in him and believe that Christ is perfect, because if you're in Christ, you're perfect. Now, sin in the eyes of God doesn't exist. Now, in the eyes of a carnal-minded person, absolutely. But if you're spiritual-minded, I'm going to say it one more time, you're word-minded, you already know what the word says, and you do what the word of God says. If it said, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father," that's what you do. How do you do that? By being in Christ. Christ hired all of that. You cannot pay for your sins, brothers and sisters. So don't allow people to tell you you can't be perfect. You can be. The word perfect really means complete. It means adequate. You're doing what is required of you. So this Thankful Thursday. So anyone like to have anything to say on Thankful Thursday? But the floor is open. Hallelujah. This Thankful Thursday. I know you got a scripture or something you're thankful for. I prefer the scripture, but...
I'd like to say I'm thankful that the Lord has from last week to this week. He didn't have to, but he did, and I thank him. But some people didn't wake up, but he blessed me to wake up, and I thank him.
Amen.
My scripture is, by his stripes, I am healed. I will always live on that. Every morning when I wake up and I look down and my left foot is healed, I'm just so thankful that I'm just listening to the name, that I stood on that scripture. And I will always be thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Are you messing with?
Amen.
Oh,
what's
up, sir?
It's a bag.
One of those bags, like what you got right there.
Oh.
Yep.
Cold. We got the I opened up the whole broadcast. So put your phones on mute.
Okay, so that's the cold.
Okay,
so 2025
Thailand. I think that's and brother, it sounded like that might have been brother. That's who that was. Mm-hmm. Brother Robinson, hallelujah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, I got Ryan D right here.
Okay, that's Brother Robinson. Yeah, I'm going to put him on mute. Okay, anyone else? Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God.
Praise God.
I thank God for another day also. I thank God for the word. And the scripture I like to share is coming from, let me do it this way. First, I'm going to read Jeremiah 31. Verses 31 to 33 from the King James. And it reads, "Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people." Amen. So when I look over here at Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and begin with the first verse, it says, "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." And then verse 6 says, "But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." Amen. And I like to thank God for that scripture, because as I look at the Old Testament, and then as we say, the Old Testament is our schoolmaster, and then we come to the New Testament, which is Hebrews, and that 10th verse is the same as it was saying in Jeremiah, which it says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their minds and write them in their hearts and write, yes, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen, amen. So I'm just so thankful for the word, knowing that he's doing a new thing, and we new creatures in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just to piggyback on that while we're waiting on someone else, the reason it's new because we don't have nothing old to deal with. If you're trying to deal with the old, it's because you haven't become new. Because if I read that scripture right, it says the old things are passed away. Think about that. The old thing is passed away. If it passed away, you don't have nothing to do with it. It's gone. Bye-bye. It's old. Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And these things is of God, not flesh. Because, you know, people, they think, well, I don't curse no more. I don't drink no more. I don't get high no more. They got all these reasons. And they say, I'm new. They lying to you. They just stop doing that stuff. But that don't make you new, brother and sister, because you don't, you know, you don't drink, you don't whoremonger, you don't do this. That don't make you new. What make you new is being born by the word of God, and you have been risen. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things above where Christ is. That's if you've been risen. It's easy to distinguish who've been risen. See where they're seeking. See where their heart is at. Because wherever a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is at. And wherever his heart is, that's what he treasures. Say it one more time, preacher. Wherever his heart is, that's what he treasures. Get a hold of your heart. And he's talking about your spirit, man. Satan want to keep our hearts in his grasp, in his control, so he can dictate to us. But sister, you belong to Christ. You don't say that. You do that. That's who you are. That's the nature that you put on.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people can claim things, and God showed me that yesterday, because they claim that's where their car go, or that's where their bike go. Because they claim it doesn't make it true. And it doesn't mean God done co-sign that thing. Well, I know God is in our church. Well, wait a minute. That's your thing. That don't have nothing to do with the word of God. And God will reveal these things to you. How I know that? Because of 1 Corinthians, brothers and sisters, I want to say it's about the second chapter. You read 13, 14, 15, 16 verse. See that. You'll see who knows the stuff of God and who don't. People who seeking things above. Are you seeking God's stuff? Or are you want to do earthly stuff or man stuff? Big difference. So when Pastor was talking about the church, are you seeking this new church? The new one. Or you still want to go with the old? I appreciate you bringing that up, Pastor. Hey, let me tell you all something while we're waiting. There have been all kind of warning to Christians in the Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews. We'll start with the second chapter and the first verse. I'll just wait, see if anybody else have anything they want to be thankful for. But I really want to go to Hebrews 2:1. He gives us all these warnings from the second chapter to the third chapter, warnings about a lot of things, and we need to take heed to it unless you get caught up. It's easy to get caught up in religion, and it's like being in, the Bible called it, it's like being in a spider web. You can't get out of it when you get caught. It's going to take the power of God to get you out of that thing. That's what it's going to take.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
If you're out of that, you ought to be thankful for that. You ought to be thankful that you truly know that Christ is your Lord. It's everything comes under that. Nothing is above that.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to read Hebrews 2 and 1. Hebrews 2 and 1.
Amen. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape? If we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. Amen.
Amen.
God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders. Amen. Is that the one you wanted, Pastor? Hebrews 2:1.
That's okay. You went to the third verse. That's okay.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. So Hebrews 2:1-3:4. Okay.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, it's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard, so that we don't drift off. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything, do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, this magnificent salvation? First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, then accurately passed on to us by those who heard it from him. All the while, God was validating it with gifts through the Holy Spirit, all sorts of signs and miracles he saw as he saw fit. Amen.
So we ought to give the more earnest heed, lest we slip away from truth. Now you heard this truth, that you're to be a new creature. Don't let it slip. Satan wants that to go right over your head. He don't want you to practice that. He wants you to continue to practice the old stuff. And he's telling us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How you going to escape it? God didn't cut them no slack. If they didn't bring their offering to Jerusalem and give it to the priest, and the priest give it to the high priest, if God didn't let that get away with, why you think God's going to let you get away with some stuff? It ain't going to happen.
Amen.
So give us all kind of warning. Take heed, brethren. The third chapter and the 12th verse. Third chapter and the 12th verse. Hebrews 3:12.
Amen. Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Send the Message Bible. So watch your step, friend. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that would trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you want to be careful, brothers and sisters. Satan, he's full of tricks. He's the god of this world. I continue to tell people, I talked to a sister yesterday, and she didn't want to hear truth. But listen, brothers and sisters, Christ took care of the sin problem. You may not like that.
Thank you, Lord.
But there's no sin problem. if God made Jesus to be sin, but you see how your mind get in the way of that? God made Jesus to be sin. And we got to accept that. Just like they accepted that they could bring the blood of a goat, bull, or whatever, and make an offering, and they gave it to the priest, and they went on because they knew it was what they were told to do. They was cool with it. For a whole year, they didn't worry about it. Now, if they can't escape that, what make you think we're going to escape this great salvation God then gave us in the man Christ Jesus? And if Christ didn't take care of our sins, what we're doing is pointless. If we're going to still have to answer for some sin later on, this is pointless. Close up every church door there is. You're wasting your time. If you didn't take care of the sin issue, why are we doing this?
All right.
He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to the voice of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. That's what the scripture says. So if you're hearing his voice through the word of God, because that's where you got to hear it. If you ain't hearing it through that, you're hearing something else. He said, a stranger won't follow me.
Amen.
So his voice is out there made loud and clear. Just let me wrap this good thought up, brothers and sisters. These are warnings, man. When the Bible tells us over there in the 6th chapter, the 12th verse, be slow but faithful and patient, inherit the promise. You have to do what it say. Just be patient. Calm down. Pump the brakes. It's okay.
Amen.
When he said that the only thing make him happy is faith, and if you want to please, let me tell you what. People think, oh, if I sing in the choir, if I do this, that pleasing God. That don't please God. Bam. This is what please God. His word. Without faith, it's in. You can't please him. The only thing
that
pleases God, not your title, not your education, none of that pleases God. Hebrews 11 and 6. Read it as though this is what pleased God. And if anybody have anything else, say it. Hebrews 11 and 6. I think that's where it's at.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, I had a little prayer service last night, and what came to me is that we weren't even built up to be self-sufficient and to make it on our own. You know, a lot of mental health, a lot of young people is having heart attacks and stuff. And what came to me in my spirit is that we ain't built up to be successful physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, without a relationship to God. We can't physically even carry the burdens of our life without being able to lay it on the Lord. It's too much.
True that.
You know, so we just thank God, hallelujah, that I have a Savior to put all my burdens on, because I can't carry my own issues.
All right.
You know, I just thank God for Jesus. You know, we think that we could, you know, we could be self-sufficient, but self-sufficient fails all the time. It's just not enough. We need the Lord. We can't carry it.
Well, you're absolutely right. But that's the whole point. The point is we are to become like Christ. And the way we become sufficient, our sufficiency is in him, not in us. Because we dead. So you got to remember, you're dead now. You're no longer living. You're hidden in Christ. So you're not there no more. You have been risen with Christ. And what you survive on is faith. So, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we got to live a faith. That's how we live. Well, what is faith? I'm glad you asked. Faith is the word of God. So then Hallelujah. Faith comes by here. That's what sustains us. That's what holds us. That's what we stand on. Mentally, yeah. spiritually, physically. But this is about our eternal life. And please let me put that in there. This is about our eternal life. The only thing going to get you eternal life is faith in the word of God or trust in the word of God. Because faith is the word. Jesus is the yes, author yes. and finisher of his word. So that's what supports us. That's what sustains us. That's what we depend on is that word. Yes. That's any and everybody that says that they, when you look down the 11th chapter, of the book of Hebrews, all these people were sustained by one thing, and they all had the same thing in common, and that was faith. And yeah. that's why we got to understand how important faith is and know what it is. Enoch got translated. You know how he did that? The faith. That's how he did that. Abel was yeah. able to please God. You know why? And he gave him a more excellent sacrifice. Then his brother came. You know why? By faith. That's how that happened.
Thank
God. God called this whole world into existence. You know how he did that? By faith. God is a God of faith. That's how everything is sustained, being sustained. This whole world, this whole universe is being sustained by faith, not our ability. Our inability dies when we got crucified.
Right.
And here's the Bible study I was in, just for the record. God showed me that he expect you to be like him. He would have never gave you his mind. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He depended on you to act like Christ. He gave you the power to act. See, in my name, there's so much power in that name. Yeah, everything we have is in Christ. When we're using that properly, we don't have anything to depend on but the word of God, but the stuff of God. Yeah, that's what we built for, brothers and sisters. We've been built to use the word of God, not to live in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been built to live in the word of God and to act accordingly to the word of God, which please God, because without it, it's impossible. I didn't say this. That's what the word of God said. So you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm going to tell y'all something else, too. And this will freak you out. You want to be freaked out? God said, I ain't doing nothing else for you. All of it is in your word. I've given you everything pertaining to godliness. It's in my word. He's given us everything, including his only begotten son. We have everything we need is in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
So you want to please him? Operate in that word. That's how you please God. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
First Peter 2 said he's given us everything pertaining to God. We don't need nothing but what God has already given us. If we use what he's given us and stop being undermined by Satan's little tricks, when Jesus says, I'm seated at the right-hand side, you're seated at the right-hand side. So if you're weak, Christ's weak. If you're strong, then Christ is strong. Because he said, then be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're strong because you're using his might. You're using his power. That's what's really going on in the spirit world. Now, if you look over there in the natural, yeah, we can't do anything. But we're not there. We're not living in the world. I mean, we're not living of the world. We're living in the world, but not of the world. Two different worlds we're living in here. We're living according to the power of God. That's what keeps us going. That's what been fueling us is the things of the of Christ and not the things of the world. But anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God. I just wanted to read Hebrews 11:6 from the Message Bible. It says, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen, amen.
Yeah. So you're dealing with the God of impossible. That's what he does. That's when you see him on the scene. All those things that we can't do, we do it through Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'm going to be honest with you, brother and sister. See, Satan wants you to be as weak as he is. He'll never be perfect. He can't be. He'll never be the Son of God. He's angry about that. God given us his ability, his power, his image. Don't let the enemy steal that from you. Because if you start thinking that way, then you'll act that way. We all know that. Whatever seed being put in you, that's what's coming out. If all weakness, inability to act, talk like God. See, a lot of these books, they need to burn them all up like they did in the book of Acts. They need to burn them all up because these people are they written, and some of these books, they've been written from a sin conscience rather than a righteous conscience. See, if you're righteous, you think righteous. If you sin, you always make sure sin is added. That's one of the ingredients. But lady last night told me, but we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I said, absolutely true. That's what the word of God said. We all have sinned. But you know what? We've been set free from sin. Christ
Amen.
So if he paid the sin problem, and that was what was keeping us from the glory, the only thing going to keep you from God's glory, let me slow down. The only thing going to keep you from God's glory is sin. But if there's no sin, then there's glory. So you operate in God's glory because you've been risen from the dead. You're in the glory. You got victory. But if you don't have victory, you're absolutely right. You're going to be sin conscious. You'll never be righteous conscious. Until you be seated with Christ at the right-hand side, you're a spirit man. You're going to always throw a little sin in there because that's what Satan does. So you got to know that slew foot tricks. He always throwing a little seasoning in there. Well, you know you're a sinner. You're a liar. I ain't no sinner. I've been saved, man. What's wrong with you? Well, and I ain't trying to hear all of that. Because I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know I'm in Christ. So I'm not finna let nobody talk me out of it and try to take me back to the old landmark. I ain't trying to go back there. That's like going back to slavery. Who wants that? Who wants to go back to slavery? Now, I like the fact that God made Jesus to be sin so I can have the glory, so I can enjoy the glory. Death don't have nothing on me anymore. I died. Death don't have nothing on me. Grave can't hold me. I've been resurrected. Well, I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. It ain't for you to see it until you go through this. You'll never see it till you crucify the flesh. Then you'll see spiritual things. But until that, you'll never see the spiritual things. But hey, I thank you guys so much for joining in, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word.